Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
quantum beyond. If you think our best theory of reality is weird now, stay tuned, says physicist Darren Lee. How to pronounce. This is a reading from The New Scientist, 16th of June. And again, it's to get my podcasting skills and speaking skills up. I have a confession to make. I'm bored of quantum mechanics. This is an odd thing for a physicist to admit, but the most successful theory in modern physics has started to leave me cold. Perhaps I've just grown too used to its spooky predictions and love of randomness. Or it might be the fact that despite its many successes and the way it has captured popular imagination, there are hints that quantum mechanics isn't as accurate a picture of reality as some would have you believe. What really excites me is the idea that it might be no more than an approximation of some deeper, more intriguing theory lying just out of reach. The evidence? There are fundamental questions that quantum mechanics just can't answer, the theoretical predictions that violate its premises. Coming to terms with such a theory, if one exists, would involve entering a world that makes the weirdness of quantum mechanics seem mundane, where the cause doesn't have to be precede effect and information can be lost forever. Quantum mechanics itself might hold the doorway to this world, if only we could push hard enough to break through. To move beyond quantum mechanics, we must first look to its birth. At the turn of the 20th century, even before the term quantum had been coined, there's widespread view that among those in the know that physics was more or less complete. In 1900, the physicist Lord Kelvin proclaimed that physics was virtually complete, with only minor mysteries left to be solved. As it turned out, humble pie was on the menu. Within 5 years, quantum mechanics would appear on the scene, providing our most accurate descriptions of things at the smallest scales. It brought with it a host of weird predictions that were impossible to reconcile with the classical picture. Knowing an object's position fundamentally prevented you from learning about its momentum, for example, and a particle separated by vast distances could be so intimately linked that it was seen as information was passing between them. Okay, well, this is faster than the speed of light, even though no such information transfers occurs. And this is a person who just hasn't read into the paradox. So why has nobody seen this revolution coming? Well, most quantum effects are invisible in our daily lives. Once you zoom out from particles to the human level, quantum mechanics reduces to classical physics. We had to wait until laboratory experiments gain sufficient control over nature to reveal its slippery quantum character. If quantum mechanics itself is due to a revolution, any future theory would similarly need to reduce to quantum physics at laboratory scales. Oh, okay, that's a decision. Our best hint that quantum mechanics might not be the full picture come, oddly enough, from the physics of the very large. To make sense of at really large scales of galaxies, we need general relativity, a theory of gravity first laid out by Einstein in 1915. Although general relativity and quantum physics represent equally successful physical theories, the two are fundamentally incompatible. One glaring problem concerns black hole entities whose gravitational attraction is so strong that not even light can escape their pull. If you throw a quantum particle into one, the information about its properties simply disappears. This is deeply weird. Ordinarily, any missing information in quantum mechanics can always be found by expanding your viewpoint. Think of a missing set of keys. It's never really missing, only being searched for in the wrong places. Information about physical properties of a particle are lost to a black hole. However, can't be found anywhere, even if you include the whole universe in your search. The black hole information paradox has borrowed many physicists, including Stephen Hawking. The trouble doesn't end there. Take causality, the cherished notion that cause always precedes effect. You may think this principle applies at all times and all places throughout the universe. Instead, general relativity grants every observer their own notion of present and future, so allows different people to disagree about the ordering of certain events. Well, I'm deeply concerned about that statement because you don't have simultaneity, but you do have causality. Okay. In contrast, quantum mechanics says that an event occurs in a fixed causal order that different observers may all always agree on. To accommodate these conflicting ideas, whatever theory lies beyond quantum mechanics must allow for our notions of causality to get very funky indeed. I think there's a confusion between simultaneity and causality. Unpredicted weirdness. Luckily for us pursuing such a theory, in the last decade or so, researchers like Lucien Hardy of the Perimeter Institute of Theoretical Physics in Canada have been pushing the limits of quantum mechanics. By tweaking the standard notions, they have come up with a landscape of fresh theories. At first sight, many may not correspond to our physical realities, but do maintain some of the hallmarks of quantumness and allow the rigorous investigation of possible post-quantum theories. My long-term collaborator, John Selby at the Perimeter Institute, and I used these to make interesting discovery, to find a theory that reduces to quantum mechanics in the same way quantum mechanics reduces to classical physics. We proved that you must either abandon the concept of causality or the notion that information is conserved, or both. Although the quantum mechanics is often regarded as weird, it has left untouched these two fundamental prejudices in our natural world. It turns out that to find a better theory of reality, we need to look for the weirdness that quantum mechanics didn't predict at all. The clouds on the horizon of quantum physics would be the harbingers of eventual replacement. Work done in the early 90s by Ralph Sorkin, a quantum gravity researcher now based at Perimeter Institute, has helped us shed light on what such a replacement could look like. Sorkin's considered one of the benchmark tests of quantum physics, the double slit experiment, in which particles are fired one by one at a screen through a barrier with two slits. According to common sense, at the end of the experiment, there should only be two slit light marks on the screen, one for each opening of the particle has gone through. This doesn't happen. Quantum interference causes the particle to appear as though the stream of particles are behaving like a barrage of waves. Sorkin calculated that that when you add a third slit to the barrier, quantum mechanics would predict an interference pattern that looks like a pattern of each of the possible two slit combinations laid on top of each other. In other words, no new mysterious effect emerged from a three-slit case that aren't present in the two-slit one, although the reason for this is unclear. So far, experiments have put bounds on how big the hypothetical effects could be, but haven't been able to rule them out yet. Along with our collaborator Selby and I have shown that such effects must violate information conservation. In other words, they could be a hallmark of future post-quantum mechanical theory. Of course, the jury is still out on the specific form of the theory would take. But one thing's for sure, if you think quantum mechanics is weird, you ain't seen nothing yet. Okay, well, there's a number of things I really would like to comment on that article, but I'm here just to read it and put it through. And I really don't think that helps the understanding of quantum mechanics, these sorts of ideas being put out. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening.